A controversial bill that will ban homosexuality in Nigeria could become law this month. Among other things, the Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act 2007 assigns a 5-year prison term not only for practicing gays, but for those who support them. The legislation has passed 2 readings in both houses of the National Assembly and will become law if it passes a 3rd reading and is approved by the President. The Nigerian Parliament will go into recess later this month as the country prepares for elections in April. Activists fear politicians will push through the bill to score political points despite serious concerns about the implications for human rights. Homophobic attacks, intimidation and threats have reportedly increased in Nigeria as a result of the introduction of the legislation in early 2006. Davis Makyala is the director of Changing Attitude Nigeria, a gay group that claims 2,000 members. An Anglican, Makyala attracted media attention in 2005 when he announced his group. He has since fled Nigeria, and on the phone from his temporary home in Lome, the capital of neighboring Togo, he told VOA his fears and anguish over current attempts to ban homosexuality in Nigeria.
As long as that bill, same-sex bill, is on the bill, and if it is passed, many of us will go on exile. And I don't know why any government would want to send its people, harmless people, vulnerable people, on exile. So I think everything should be done. That is why we are seeing it as a debate. But the government and the church are seeing it as a war. And that is why we are worried. I am not comfortable in Nigeria. I'm into hiding.
The Nigerian Anti-Homosexuality Bill has received widespread support in a country where homophobic feelings are very strong, including endorsement by powerful religious groups and personalities. But several international organizations, among them experts on human rights issues, have condemned the proposal, arguing it infringes on the principle of freedom of assembly and association. Church leaders in the United States have also denounced the legislation, saying it is all about persecution and hatred and not about Christian values. Iyala says only strong international pressure can stop the passage of the bill.
What I want them to do is to put pressure on the Nigerian government to withdraw that bill and then to advise the church leaders to seek dialogue. See, the church and the government are in a rush to wipe us out. I think the international community should put pressure on them.
Gay sex is already illegal in Nigeria, and most Nigerians say they resent what they characterize as the imposition of Western ideas of rights. Give it a cast for VOA News, Abuja.